Let's look at some major local political news happening in Fairfield County. A major announcement earlier this month that Easton's first selectman, David Bindleglass, has announced he will retire at the end of his third term. Now, this was huge news, certainly because he's very well liked in Easton, certainly, but also was the first Democrat to serve as first selectman in 40 years for Easton. And for many people felt like he always made good on his campaign promises. And so it kind of came as a shock, honestly, for a lot of Easton residents. And certainly it was brought to my attention. And so we wanted to have David Bindleglass back on the show with us to talk more about this major decision. Welcome back to the show. And I guess let's start there. Why are you retiring?
Well, first, Melissa, thanks for having me and good morning. I do believe that it's important that we get new ideas and new energy. This is my second retirement in the last 10 years. My original career was as an orthopedic surgeon. But I think it's best for Easton. I think we've launched Easton on a pathway that needs to continue. I've had the wonderful experience of working with Nick D'Addario as a selectman, and it is certainly my hope that he will replace me.
So it sounds like, David Bindleglass, not to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you believe in term limits a little bit.
I think there's value to that, yes.
Mm.
A couple of the last selectmen have also served for 6 years. But, yeah, I think it's what's best for the town.
Why do you think Easton has really enjoyed your leadership over your three terms?
Well, I hope the answer to that is that we've accomplished things that the vast majority of the town wants, but also the way we've done it. We've really stressed communication and transparency. When there's a major question for the town, there's a lot of objective information that we make available for people to help decide. And we've involved people in those decisions. We've had a lot more referenda because we're a town meeting town. And so it's really the people who are the legislature of Easton. And rather than having decisions made in small meetings, we've been able to have them be made by townwide votes. And I think people appreciate that. We have a lot of new people in town, and, you know, with the pandemic and all and people moving from the cities, I think that's what they've gotten used to. And I think it's effective.
So David Bindleglass is here, and once his third term wraps up, he has announced he is retiring. So before I talk about what's next for you, when you take a look back at your time in office, David Bindleglass, what stands out to you? What would you say were some of the biggest challenges as first selectman, but also some of your biggest wins?
Well, first of all, I got elected in November of 2019. So if you do the math.
Who knew what would happen a few months later?
Exactly. Yeah. So if you want to talk about challenges and particularly unforeseen challenges, that has to be the top of the list. I think it was just absolute serendipity, but being a physician and being elected, and I'm pretty sure I was the only town leader that was on the verge of the pandemic, was certainly interesting. And we were able to continue to function like everybody else. It's hard to imagine, you know, what it was like going back then. You forget already, but you know, just being able to put police on the street and handle EMS and, have the town continue to function. People were building things like crazy. So, you know, we had to have a functioning, working building department. So obviously that was huge. And then we really went about trying to settle things that had been issues for the town for years. So we had a piece of property that had been very controversial. We made a deal with the land trust to purchase and preserve some of it. We made a deal with the tenants who were there, and we passed an easement to protect the rest of the property. And so that issue, which had been an issue for years, was settled. We had an EMS building that was literally falling down. And we're going to refurbish and redo that. We had a huge communication problem among our emergency services. We brought in consultants to help us, and then that's on its way to getting rebuilt as well. So, you know, those are things that we're proud of.
Yeah, and certainly the EMS building, John Arnold's been fantastic in keeping us in the loop about that as well. Chief of Service over for Easton Volunteer EMS, and we're going to keep track of it, certainly. What is next for you, David Bindleglass? So when you retire at the end of your third term, what do you see yourself doing?
Well, I certainly, and I've given my word that I'll stay involved in Easton politics, particularly if the succession goes as I hope it will. You know, I'm not leaving town. I'm not losing my interest in what's going on here. And first and foremost, I want to provide a smooth transition. But even after that, I plan to stay involved. I've also always had a strong interest in politics and in writing. So I think that's in the cards as well. And my children are spread out around the country and hope to get to spend more time visiting them.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Well, David Bindleglass, I want to thank you so much. And certainly before your term wraps up, if anything pops up in Easton, certainly you let me know and you can always come back on the show. You know that. Always always an open door for you guys in Easton.
I certainly will, and I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you this morning.
You are very welcome. Again, David Bindleglass, first selectman in Easton, and major announcement after the end of his third term in office, he plans to retire. We will continue to follow the story very closely, especially with a lot of local elections happening later this year. We will let you know the very latest out of Easton as well.